It's time to unplug from the politics with Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Inc. Radio, Devil Radio, 92.7 WAUK, and 101 FM, The Shaw. That is Not Dead Yet, Johnny Cashed Out. You would probably hear that song normally during Max Inc. Heavy after 10 p.m. tonight, but because of our next guest, well, we had to play some Not Dead Yet. Speaking of Max Inc. Heavy, that's coming up at 10 o'clock with Rocker tonight. Sean Anthony Brown is Rocker's special guest. Super looking forward to that. Of course, Essential Last Crack. It's Max Inc. Heavy after 10 o'clock here on Devil Radio.
All right, Jimmy. Hey, you know, and I have a ton of extra music that I'm going to be playing tonight on Max Inc. Heavy. I'm going to be playing some new Iron Plow later on tonight. And also, I'm going to be playing some brand new Queen of Dreams from their new album, Nascent Realm. We'll have an interview with them next week. And I also have some more Saxon from their brand new album, Carpe Diem.
Nice.
And local metal, Milwaukee metalers, Imperial Fall and Wizard Hammer. Rock. So that's all coming up after 10 p.m. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. Fake news, dude.
Hey, but Jimmy, Michelle Braun, she was a very popular bartender in Madison for many years, and now at the now defunct live music venues, the Inferno, and more recently, the Frequency. After graduating college, Michelle moved to Milwaukee a few years back and currently works in marketing and promotion at Milwaukee's House of Harley. And by the way, she also books music there. So here to tell us all about the House of Harley and live music events getting planned for this summer is Milwaukeean Michelle Braun. Michelle, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks, Rocker and Jimmy K. It's so good to have be talking with you guys again and be back on Max Inc. Radio.
And before we get into motorcycles and live music, tell our listeners a little about yourself and how did you get to this moment?
Well, kind of like what you said, you know, I bartend in Madison at some popular venues, the Inferno and the Frequency were a couple, and then Sylvie right before moving out here. And then, you know, I kind of just booked and promoted all over, just got immersed in the scene, and somehow ended up having a radio show with the Allocate Music.
I remember.
So many years ago now, it feels like. And that's how I know you guys, is Max Inc. Radio.
That was so fun. That was a great show, and no doubt. And I remember back in the early days, too, you were one of those people who were going around and just, you know, interning and working for people and working on shows and helping out promotions. And now you work at the House of Harley in Milwaukee. Do you get any fringe benefits, like a company bike to drive back and forth to work?
You know, I don't, but I should definitely have had that sign-on bonus.
That would be awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about the House of Harley, for those who haven't been.
Yeah, absolutely. So Milwaukee is obviously huge, Harley-Davidson being the, you know, hometown of the company itself, and there's a handful of dealerships, but really what sets House of Harley apart is just it's the largest independently owned premier dealership, you know, and it's first established in 1972, and it has a lot of different facets to the dealership. Instead of just being a dealership, it sells, you know, they have their motor clothes department where you can buy anything from riding gear to fashion, service, parts and accessories, and then their large showroom that has all of the different bikes, new inventory, pre-owned. And it's absolutely astonishing, all the different beautiful bikes that come through there. And then my department, which is events, which we put on a lot of different stuff, anything from benefit rides to fundraisers to festivals and rallies.
It sounds like a really awesome place, kind of a premier place to go, especially if you're into Harleys. And why not? Because Milwaukee is the home to Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you book music, you said, at the House of Harley. Tell us about some of the events you're planning. I heard there's even a big anniversary coming up, no?
Yep, you're right. Like I said, we were established in 1972, so this is actually our 50th anniversary year, you know, but instead of having it be this big, you know, oh, it's our 50th anniversary, you know, we're celebrating 50 years of community and service, you know, because that's really what it is. It feels like a big family once you get into the community. And we have annual Freedom Music Series and the rally where we'll have live music. And we're just going to be doing some extra special things at the events, like releasing a koozie and T-shirt with a commemorative logo. We're publishing an article and doing a lot of different collaborations with industry brands. We do a lot of different events, actually. So everything from service workshops where we'll demo different installations. We do meet and greets. We have a writing academy, fundraisers for our local law and fire service departments. Our most coming up next, most recent one is going to be March 5th. It's our Daytona Beach Party. Huge Daytona Bike Week is being kicked off, and we're throwing one right here in Milwaukee that's going to make you feel like you are in Daytona. We have, you know, official reggae movements up from Chicago. There's going to be beachy vibes.
Yeah, man.
We're giving away some drawings, some bikini bartenders, and Dominican food truck.
Man, it sounds like a biker event. That sounds like a lot of fun. And I've been down at Daytona's Bike Week. It's amazing down there. So if you bring any part of that up here, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And we definitely like to kind of carry a lot of the traditions with what Harley has established. And it's just a lot of fun and really great for the community. The other event we have is a customer appreciation party where we partnered with a local biker event called Wasted Space. They have like a a biker book that's filled with vouchers and coupons to all biker-friendly places in the community. So it's really a big kind of tip of the hat to different places that welcome us and our customers. And that's going to be April 16th with Brett and the Dandies. They are a rock and roll from the 50s, everything from Buddy Holly, you know, Dion and the Belmonts, Richie Valens, all of that good stuff.
Oh, goodness, that's even past me. Well, how can we find out about events at the House of Harley?
Yeah, so we have our Facebook events. We definitely keep up on that. We have different announcements going on. Everything kind of all leads up to the big finale, the hometown rally over Labor Day weekend. And we do announcements on Facebook. We have our Instagram that has a lot more of our behind-the-scenes stuff, but we do a lot of behind-the-scenes of our events, too. And then houseofharleydavidson.com, we have an events tab, and that is regularly updated by yours truly.
Oh, awesome. Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to hear your voice.
And now, Michelle, name a local band you love so we can play their song.
You know, there's so many to choose from. It's been such a blast being in the scene. I have to say, my newest favorite from Milwaukee, Black Belt Theater.
You Jimmy, do we have that?
We do, curiously enough. I previewed it before we went on the air today, and I kind of love it, actually.
All right.
Awesome. I thought.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, I was just saying, I thought that you guys would like it. They're awesome. They play around here a lot, and they definitely fit with our Madison scene.
Let's check it out right now. It's Black Belt Theater. The song is called Call the Police on Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
You feel alright. We're just trying to stop thinking, but we the magic of the moment, and it's so hard to find. I see it in your eyes, girl, when I make it come.
Make it come.
You can see it in my eyes, so rock and roll or run. We can make it.
I know we can.
We can make it.
We only have a plan.
We can make it.
I know we can.
We can make it.
We only have a plan.
The Rousers, Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7. Mickey Bagnum before that. Hey, everybody, I'm GBK here with Rocker. Coming up next hour, Chris Behrens will be on the air with Terry Barr and Rachel Bayman. Coming up after 8 o'clock, of course, Nazaro Chick Perezio. I knew I was going to mess that up. You can bank on that. They're in the Devil's Lair tonight. Can't wait. Live music on the radio. Let's do some Color Phase right now. This is a classic one. Run, run, run. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night, Devil Radio.
Misunderstood. In his words, I'm addicted. At least I'll admit it.
It's the addiction.
addiction.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.
Unplug with the devil and listen to the local music and interviews with Max Inc. Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio, 92.7.